I like that. Haven't seen this man in a while. Keith Covington is in the house. Jazz blues impresario in this town for a long, long time.
Yeah, and it's good to be back. It's been a few years, and thank you for having me.
Hey, man. Yeah. Couldn't make it last year, but you're here this year. Yeah, that's all that counts.
Yeah.
You looking good?
Well, feeling great, and so are you.
So what are you listening to?
This is Mark Wilson's version of A Good King Wenceslas. And, I thought it would be nice to open up with. I like the opening of it.
I like
the
this.
Drum beats, yeah.
How old is this?
About 4 years old.
About 4 years old?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I love that combination. Let's hear a little bit. Let's hear a little bit more, and we'll come back and talk. This is good. It's like old school big band jazz with that conga, Latino rhythm, blues.
Right. And, you know, how often do you get to hear a bass saxophone? You
know, I love that.
Right. Baritone,
yeah.
Yes.
That's not played as much anymore, is it? Mm-hmm. You hear tenor all the time.
Yeah, true. And last time I heard it live was Dennis Bellagio way, way back in the day. I thought it would be nice to open up with.
And speaking of, that's trombone. It was not a saxophone. For some reason, my mind went to the fact that Trombone Shorty's coming to town this week.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Where?
He's going to be at the, on the 30th, he will be at, what's the name of the cafe in the Inner Harbor, the new one? That's in Annapolis?
Oh, Ramshead.
Ramshead, yeah, right.
Cool. Yeah. I'll try and make that one.
Yeah,
he's a fun cat.
He is. Yeah. He's got some talent. There's this broad.
Yeah, I've listened to his stuff, and I heard his interview on NPR, and he just seems like a guy that you would want to hang out with.
Yeah,
you
know? He does.
Right.
He does. So. He's very good.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, we got tons of songs here.
Mm-hmm.
You really made a list this year for this holiday season.
Yeah, I
checked on the web, and Keith, you first did this show with me. This holiday season show, I think, was 1997.
Am I that old?
You're that old, bro.
and the challenge is not to repeat anything.
You do pretty good.
And we try.
I have a whole library of the CDs you made for this holiday show that we play every Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, along with Leah Gilmore's.
All right. This year I decided to, you know, swing a little bit of jazz. We got some blues in there and some jump swing and... even when we get out, get down to the bottom of it, we may do some gospel as well. So, you know.
Good eclectic mix.
Yeah, we bring a broad spectrum. Yeah.
Well, this is good, man. I mean, you know, you're in a whole new world now. Your son's back in town.
Yeah.
Your grandchildren are here.
Yeah, my grandchildren are with me, and this will be their first Christmas. This is their first year in the States. They were living in Japan forever. Way too long.
While he was in the service?
Yeah, he was in the Navy. He's out of the Navy now. And, you know, they were raised as a Muslim, and he is coming out of that and allowing them to celebrate Christmas. So this is going to be their first Christmas.
That's interesting.
I have to call their names.
Please do, man.
It's real important. So this is your granddad speaking. I told you I would be here. To Khadijah, Hamza, Fatima, Zachariah, I love you, and Merry Christmas to you, and we're going to have a good time.
All right. I like it. That's great. Mm-hmm. Congratulations, man.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
So what have we got coming up here next? You have three parts here, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's there are three different versions of Carol of the Bells, first one being David Foster. Then we'll go to Trans-Siberian Orchestra and finish it off with Diane Reeves.
Diane Reeves, I think she can sing.
Yeah. And, each of them to me are distinctly different, and I hope you can hear it and obviously appreciate it.
So what we'll do is we'll play a little piece of this. As soon as we hear the David Foster hit, we'll let that play, and then we'll talk a little bit and come back and hear the Trans-Siberian side of this. And so here we go, a little bit of Carol of the Blues.
Bells.
Yeah. Did I say blues?
Well, that's my handwriting. Don't worry about it.
Oh, that's bells.
we'll get to the blues later.
We'll get to the blues later. So David Foster. So that was David Foster's version.
Yeah, yeah. And the
Canadian man.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know.
Yes.
Oh, there you go. I forget who I'm talking to. And, well, the next version, to me, puts me in mind of something out of Cirque du Soleil. Another Canadian act.
Another Canadian act. I love Cirque du Soleil.
Anything they do, I'm right there with them.
Oh, my God.
This just, it just reminds me so much of that.
So I like this. You're taking us like all over the map here.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know you were into this.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, man of sound.
You are. You are a man of sound. So this is the Trans-Siberian Orchestra.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Let's hear a bit of this and we'll come back. Carol of the Bells.
Thank you.
This is, I love this group. It was a Paul O'Neill, what's his name, the guy who founded this thing?
Oh, I don't know the founder.
This is like one of the first rock orchestras. Mm-hmm. It's an orchestra built around rock music.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, that I do know. And again, it does put me in mind of Cirque du Soleil.
I can see why.
Right.
Yeah, I can see this playing under it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to hear a totally different version. Let's go back a little bit to a little bit more of the Trans-Siberian before we jump into Dinah Reeves.
All right. Good stuff.
It's a very different sound. I mean, I haven't heard Trans-Siberian Orchestra in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
I heard their stuff in a long time.
Well, you know, I was thinking about doing some Mannheim Steamroller, but everybody do that. So.
This is different.
Yeah,
this is even better, I think, than Mannheim Steamroller.
Yeah. It's much more contemporary, a lot more fun, and, you know, it has that rock edge to it. It's nicely done. Oh, I like this stuff.
It's very different versions.
Mm-hmm.
And the version we're about to hear now is...
This is Diane Reeves version, and it speaks to that jazz vein in me. And it's beautifully sung. And I think you're going to enjoy this, too.
I think
we could just do these three over and over and over.
Wait, just forget it. Just let it go, and we can go out.
Right.
Have a cup of coffee. Come
there
back.
There you go.
So is jazz your deepest vein, you think, music-wise?
To be honest, blues.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, you know, which they say are the roots of jazz. I would say blues.
Well, we're going to a little jazz first.
Yeah,
blues
is
coming, though.
Yeah, definitely.
Here we go, Dinah Reeves.
Sweet silver bells all seem to say, throw cares away. Christmas is here, bringing good cheer to young and old. Meek and the bold, ding dong, ding dong, that is their song. With joyful ring, all caroling, one seems to hear words of good cheer from everywhere. Christmas is here. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Merry, 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 merry Christmas. Silver bells. all seem to say, throw cares away.
Christmas is here.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you wouldn't even know these were the same songs.
Right, right.
You know?
And that's the beauty of it. Yeah. And, you know, I was thinking when you asked me that question about, you know, where am I rooted? Mm-hmm. And why did I answer blues? I'm thinking now back to the beginning when I started listening to jazz. It wasn't until I was about 12, 13 years old, so it was something that I had to learn. Blues, on the other hand, was always there and always embraced, mm-hmm. and understood what I was listening to. But then it becomes like fruit, you know, what's better, apple and orange?
It's really hard to say. I think about it all the time, I guess, because I think if I look at my, I talked about this the other day with somebody else when we did one of these shows, I was looking at my satellite radio in the car, mm-hmm. And I listen to it a lot. And you look at the stations you have plugged in, you know, and it's blues and soul, but also jazz, and also a classical station plugged in, and there's a folk music station plugged in, and there's... It's just, it's music.
Mm-hmm.
But blue, I think blues and soul is where the underpinning of most of the stuff that I have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Satellite radio. I just got that.
You just got it?
Yeah.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
amazing.
Yeah.
So where we you're taking us in the blues world now, right?
Yeah. Again, it's something that I love, and you know, I don't think we get enough of it. And before we go to the blues, let's do Kirk Elling, which is he's actually a jazz singer.
Yeah.
And he has a bluesy vein as well. And I think when you're listening to him, he's going to set you in mind of a New York style jazz vocalist doing Louis Armstrong's tune, "Cool You," and he does it very, very well. So let's try that.
A little bit after Louis.
Yep.
All right, here we go. It's Cool You.
From Coney Island to the Sunset Strip, somebody's gonna make a happy trip tonight. While the moon is bright, he's gonna have a bag of crazy toys to give the goneest of the girls and boys. So dig, Santa comes on big. He'll come a-calling when it snows the most, when all you cats are sleeping warm as toast. And you gonna flip when old Saint Nick plays a lick on a peppermint stick. He'll come a flying from a higher place, fill the stockings by the fireplace. So you have a yule that's cool.
A sound that is like a classic sound for such a young guy.
Right.
He's like only like 40 years old. He's,
right.
You know. He's
mm-hmm. And you should listen to some of his other stuff. It's really good. It's really, really good. I was surprised when I first started listening to him. Like, whoa, this guy's got it. You know, he's really, really has it. And, you know, if anybody's going to do a Louis tune, do it right, and he's done it right.
He did do it right, you know what I mean? And he is like from a Chicago kid who just...
Yeah, he can say, he can put it out there.
He really can. I'm surprised. Yeah. I hadn't heard him in a long time, and I forgot that that he had that kind of classic back in the day Sinatra kind of thing going on.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But now?
I was going to do Benny Green with Is That You, Santa Claus, but, we may get to that. But let's move to something bluesier. Back in the day, there were three kings of the blues. Obviously, B.B. King. There was Freddie King. And a lot of people didn't pay a lot of attention to him. Earl King. So we're going to give Earl...
But no relation.
No relation at all.
No relation.
But the three kings of the blues.
This is a New Orleans... Actually, his name probably wasn't even King, I think, but he's from New Orleans originally.
How you know this stuff?
He's a New Orleans blues man.
All right.
That's where he came from.
All right. You know it. And he changed his name to make some money.
Hey, if I could sing like he can sing, I would change my name to King, too.
All right. So, we're going to let him do Santa Don't Let Me Down.
I love this. Yep. Let's hear a little Christmas music from the other king.
Didn't receive a telephone call. But had you found my sweet baby, I would have had a natural ball. Bless you, you let me down, down, yes, you did. And my baby, she couldn't be found. Dressing in Candygam, very good music playing next door.
There we got him.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Earl King.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so, you know, don't be depressed by these blues. I mean, if you listen to the stories,
it's depressing.
And smile. No.
Blues are not depressing.
Yes, yes.
Any song can be depressing.
Mm-hmm.
Depends on your state of mind.
Except for the blues.
Except for the blues. Well, the blues is survival music. It's get through it all music. It's
yeah, including Christmas.
Including Christmas. Including Christmas. So let's go to break. Mm-hmm. Keith Covington's here with us, and brother, just a bountiful sounds with us, a group of sounds that we can just keep playing for days. But I thought maybe we'd go to break with Piazza.
Yeah, Rod Piazza and Mighty Flyers.
And hear a bit of that, come back a bit more, and continue our holiday sounds with Keith Covington. It's March time.
And no more mistletoe. It won't be no pretty presents. And no more mistletoe. Just a Christmas full of questions. Don't know why she packed to go.
Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by MeQ, Baltimore's credit union. Offering a full range of financial services, MeQ, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeQ invests in you. For more information, www.mecu.com.
Won't be no white Christmas, no holiday cheer. He said it'll serve me right to be alone this year. That's all right, that's okay, I'll be in Maui Christmas Day. You say I'm wrong, I never treated you right.
Mark Steiner back here with Keith Covington. Keith, who are we listening to?
It's Mike Morgan and The Crawl, and this one I love. I think this
I
is
love this.
One of my new Christmas favorites. It's a great story in there, and it works for both men and women, so you can just flip the script. And
let's hear this, and we'll come back and let you flip the script for us. We'll be right back.
but you never knock me out. Be no white Christmas, holiday cheer. They said to serve me right to supper. Supper this year. That's all right, that's okay. I'll be in Maui Christmas Day.
Man, I like this. He's like a little marriage of country twang with the blues.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a fun song, Supper in Paradise. And like I said, you know, if your man ain't acting right, you know, it's a good song for you too. Words to live by. Supper in Paradise. And you know, he used a word that you don't get to hear very often anymore, guff. You know,
guff. Don't take no guff off.
Yeah.
It is an old word, guff. I ain't taking this guff off of you.
Yeah, and that's the fun part about blues. You know, it makes you think like, oh, yes, I remember hearing that.
See, this kind of the blues, this is like outlaw country music strain that actually in many ways comes out, a lot of it, it's almost more blues than it is Appalachian or old kind of country. I mean, it's good, and that's what he is. It's like marriage of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great song.
Good song.
Mm-hmm. And
never heard of him before.
So. Oh, well, you know, all his stuff is up-tempo like that. It really swings, you know, it moves along the jump swing vein. And it's a lot of fun. I got to hear him live once and had a good time, had a real good time. The next is a Maryland-based group. Baltimore likes to claim him, but he lives down off of 301. So come on up here and help us out in Baltimore. It's Big Joe and the Dinaflows. And I had a chance to work with them and get on stage and sing with them a few times.
They played at the Haven.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I remember.
And we had a great time, a real good time. He's a nice guy. And he has a bass player, Rusty, I believe his name was. Looked like he weighed about 75 pounds and carrying a 200-pound bass and would swing it and slap it. And you know, we had a great time that night. So, you know, we had to include him in. And it's a great song.
And you own the club. They had to include you in singing.
Oh yeah. That was part of the deal. Everybody knew. So it's Joe's Christmas Salutations. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, baby. And I hope you're feeling fine. Merry Christmas, babe. And I hope that you're feeling fine. You know you got me down here, woman. I'm broke, disgusted, without a lousy dime. Remember way last Christmas, baby, when we kissed beneath the mistletoe. Remember way last Christmas, baby, when we kissed neath the mistletoe. But come New Year's Day, now baby, you said you don't want me around here no more. Look here, baby. Things gonna be different this Christmas, baby. I'm gonna find myself some peace of mind. I'm gonna find me a young girl who can show me a rockin' good time. Merry Christmas, baby. And I hope you're feeling fine. You know you got me down here, baby. I'm broke, disgusted, without a lousy dime. Believe I'll call up Santa Claus, tell him how I'm all alone. Tell him about the no good way you treat me, woman. How you been doing me wrong?
Yes. That is classic.
Yeah. And Joe's now considered one of the top blues vocalists out there right now. So
across the country?
Yes. It's a good thing.
Homegrown.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He's good.
Had to come through me first, though.
You had a lot of good people at Haven Local. You know, I mean,
yeah.
You always were like Cyrus Chestnut, one of the greats in the nation now out of Baltimore. He played your club a lot.
Yeah, you know, we used to get Cyrus on the cheap. I mean, Cyrus was like $150 a night.
Not anymore.
Yeah, so now it's $150 a ticket. So.
Right,
but it's cool. And, you know, Cyrus was gracious enough when he made it to come back and do a few things for us and help keep us alive. So
well, that says a lot.
Thank you to Cyrus.
Says a lot about somebody who doesn't forget where he comes from or who he was with on his way up.
Yeah, he would even play on my piano that would cut his fingers up a little bit.
Ouch.
Yeah, the keys were a little sharp. Yeah.
You're not going to bring that piano back to your house.
Oh, no.
You got to have a better piano than that.
That one went out the back door years ago. Yeah.
So you've got, next is...
Ella Fitzgerald, yeah, and doing Jingle Bells. And it's a real fun tune. And you know, I got to see her once at the Lyric many years ago, obviously. And it was on a winter's day, and it snowed a little heavy. And I just had my feet operated on. So if anybody remembers seeing a guy walking in socks, that was me.
In the snow.
In the snow. I was not going to miss that show. It was one of the greatest jazz shows I'd ever seen in my life. Yep.
I did not see that one.
Well, there was a period in my life where I made it a point to see the masters while I still could, and she was one.
Right. No, you have to do that, I think. Mm-hmm. Don't want to turn down the chance to see folks like that. Mm-hmm. Here she goes. Jingle bells.
Over the fields we go, laughing all the way. Bells on bobtail ring, making spirits bright. What fun it is to ride and sing a sleighing song tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Now the ground is white, go it while you're young. Take the girls tonight and sing this sleighing song. Just get a bobtail nag, 240 for his speed. Then hitch him to an open sleigh and crack, you'll take the lead. Oh, but fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh, hey. Love that vibration, syncopation of a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh,
jingle bells, jingle-ingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle, 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 jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Oh, jingle, jingle, jingle bells, jingle all the way.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You listen to that and you wonder how much of it was improv. But, yeah, she had a ball
doing
it. A
whole lot was improv.
Yeah.
With Ella Fitzgerald. Mm. She was just one of the most amazing performers we ever had.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one who set the bar.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I was listening to Ella long before I started listening to other vocalese artists, like John Hendricks and some of the other cats, Eddie Jefferson.
Oh, right, right.
But if it had I not heard Ella, I would have never gotten probably to that side of the music. So I appreciate that.
Yeah, Hendrix. I remember the days Lambert, Hendrix, and Bavon. Well, Bavon first.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
And then it was Ross.
Ooh, you're showing your age now. Yeah.
When it comes to my musical taste, I can show my age, yeah. I remember that's why I first heard them. I heard them in New York when I was a kid, Lambert, Hendrix, and Bavon.
You heard them live?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah. But they were big in my little crew back then.
Oh, yeah.
You know? But it was a very special sound, a very different sound.
Mm-hmm. I started with Ella and backtracked, found out, you know, what was the source. Yeah.
So this is a classic, another classic, but a different era.
Yeah. Ramsey Lewis doing Christmas Blues. And, you know, it's one that I've presented to you before, so you'll hear it on some of your other CDs, but it's worth repeating.
It is always worth repeating. I mean, he hit the big time in '65 with In Crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, that was the song, right. that was the piece that set him over the top.
Right.
That's kind of a hit record.
You want me to sing it?
You want to sing
no,
it?
No.
Go ahead, man. No, go.
Nah.
But he really did do it. I mean, he was one of those crossover jazz artists who made it popular. Mm-hmm. People kind of criticized him for it.
He was the first one that I recognized as crossing over.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really did that. So let's hear Ramsey Lewis. He's still kicking, too.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Yes, yeah. Ramsey Lewis.
Yeah. Keep your feet tapping, doesn't it?
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
But that's an old piece, isn't it?
Oh yeah, yeah. That was done back in the late '60s, I believe. Mm-hmm.
So, we may hear a couple more things. We'll see what time does to us here.
Mm-hmm.
But we know we've got. I think we've done this one before together, have we?
The
Swan Silver Tones.
I believe we have, but this one I like to do for my grandkids. This is one of the tunes that we were singing coming across country.
Really?
Yeah, as loud as we could scream. So,
how old are these kids?
10, 8, 6, 5, something like that. Yes, just like that.
Just like that.
Yeah.
Well, Keith, we'll go out with this. Let the listeners enjoy this. It's always a pleasure to see you, man. You look great.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
It's good to see the smile back in your heart and face.
Hey. It's there now. You know, I'm in grandpa mode.
Which is a good mode.
Yes, it is.
And we wish the Haven well wherever it goes.
Yeah, definitely.
And wish you well, man. Look forward to having you on more than just once a year now that you're – in a little slower mode.
I got time.
We got time now. We can get you back on, which is good, which is great.
Yeah.
Well, man, Happy New Year to you.
And same to you. Thank you. And to your family as well.
And to yours. And to all of your families out there, have a wonderful New Year coming up. We're going to leave you out here with, what are we doing here, Keith?
Where are we? When was the baby born?
Swan Silvertones.
Yes, sir.
I want to thank my dear friend Keith Covington for coming back this year and joining us with his holiday sounds for all of you out there. And thank my producers, Justin Levy and Christina Arison, for producing the show. Wishing you all a very happy new year. Enjoy the coming year. Enjoy this holiday season with your families. Take care of yourselves.
All right. Thank you.
Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Justin Levy and Christina Arison. We're engineered by Brian Boone. Our interns are Judith Lloyd, Brian Boone, Richard Good, Gay Pinder, and Felicia Faison. Our theme music is by Wal Matthews of Clean Cuts. To hear this show again, podcast any of our past shows, hear additional interviews, please visit us on the web at steinershow.org. And for Public Radio, WEAA 88.9 FM, the voice of the community. I'm Mark Steiner. Take care. Oh,
Mark Steiner Show is brought to you by Urbanite Magazine's new e-zines, where you can get your weekly fix of arts and culture, food and drink, home and design, style and shopping, and green and sustainable topics. Updated information can be delivered to your inbox. Registration is available at urbanitebaltimore.com.